Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Exciting times.
Kmart.
The Townsville in general. Kmart reopens Friday.
Yes. I was out at Fairfield Central on the weekend and there were rumours that Kmart was going to open on Friday because they were starting to restock and do the shelves. So I had my hopes up high.
It's very exciting times. I live not far from the Fairfield Kmart, so yep. It is very exciting that yes. It is reopening, coming back to life. But also Kmart celebrated 50 years.
Yeah.
50th birthday happened yesterday. So
that's a big birthday.
It is a big birthday. The half century. Well done to Kmart. Yeah. But what Kmart did in celebration of this, they put up a post and said, send us some of your best memories of Kmart. Now, me and you may not, I didn't know about this, but old school Kmart.
Yeah.
There were some different things in an old school Kmart.
Well, it's only really gotten popular in the last, I want to say, 5 to 6 years. It was pretty...
I think it was big when it kicked off for a fair while, but then it had a lull.
Yeah, okay.
And then
it's come back.
It's come back strong.
Very strong.
Very strong. And but back in the day, I didn't know this, but a bunch of people from older generation, like the baby boomer generation, were commenting on this post and saying there was a place like a cafe within Kmart.
No way.
That used to be a thing called Holly's Cafe.
That shocks me, but I don't know why, because I only recently realised that Bunnings have a cafe in there and that's been there the whole time.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's just not something that I kind of notice when I'm shopping. I'm too engulfed in the awesome homewares and the cool dog toys. I wouldn't even notice if there was a cafe in Kmart.
You're distracted, panicking, spending all your money.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
I'll tell you what, Gabby, it's a big thing that seems to be building in my family at the moment, and it's talk of grandchildren for my parents. Yeah, so my brother's 30th birthday's coming up. I turn 27 in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
My sister's a couple years younger than me, and my parents are really harping on about grandkids.
I've never had this because my sister was a young mum, and then my other sister had kids not that long after that. And so my mum's always like, "You take your time, Gab. You take your time." So I've never had to worry about the pressure.
Well, when we were younger, my parents were like, "No, wait till you're older, and then there's always time for that. You go travel, you do this, you do that."
But now you're older, they're like, knuckle down, bud."
Now all their friends have got grandchildren, and my mum is obsessed with babies. If say we'll go to a party, she'll go and find the baby.
Oh, of course.
Make friends with the mother. Then she has the baby and will take care of the baby the whole night. That's how keen she is on babies. But she started to drop some pretty unsubtle hints towards me lately.
What she said?
Well, she started buying certain items. She, first of all, my cousin had a baby and they lived down on the Gold Coast and they were visiting for a few days. So she bought a cot and said, "Well, they'll need somewhere to sleep, and then I'll use it at some point soon, won't I?"
Oh my God!
She bought it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I caught heaps of other baby toys, things like that.
She's got the nursery set up already, and no baby on the way.
Yeah, exactly right. The other day, she goes to me, "I can't believe you turned 27 this year. You're so old." I'm like, "What's that make you then, Mum?" But she's like,
"Wow."
Yeah, she's like, 27? Well, when I was 27, you're already this old. I'd already had two or three kids.
Oh, cool. That makes me feel good. I'm 30.
So she was like, "Fair going. Yep, it's time to pop out a few kids." I don't know if I'm alone. I don't know if I'm the only one copying this or whether it's a common thing. So I want to know today, I'm 13, 12, 16. Are your parents putting you under pressure for grandbabies? We have Jazz on the line on 13, 12, 16. Are your parents desperate for grandchildren?
It's not actually my parents. It's my grandparents.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So your grandparents are desperate for great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Okay. What have they done?
My grandparents just went on a big holiday, and before they left, they just pretty much my grandma's straight out said that she wants to have great-grandchildren before she passes away.
God, talk about a guilt trip.
How's her health?
She's fine.
Okay. So it's just
fine.
My nana does that all the time, hey. She's like, "Oh, you better come to my birthday. It might be my last."
Yeah.
The guilt trip is solid.
What is the age that you reach where you can use death as leverage?
Hit Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
I am currently moving house. I found a place that I... applied for and was actually approved for, because there's about 50,000 people applying for rentals at the moment.
You were talking about the struggle of this for a little bit. You're really on the hunt for a new place.
Yeah.
Weren't psyched with the place you're in.
No.
Just wanted to get that bit more space.
I need a bit more space. I also wanted a bath and a dishwasher. They were the two things that I was looking for, requirements in a new place.
You're not the only one who wants you to get a bath.
But I'm only moving a couple of suburbs away, so it's a pretty close move. So we're doing that thing where you do 50,000 little trips rather than just doing one big one on one day, which is so much more painful but also a lot cheaper. So I started doing it yesterday, but when I got the keys, like, you know how the house is normally pretty clean, but you still want to do a once over.
What, the new place?
Yeah, the new place. You want to do a bit of a wipe down before you move anything in.
Yeah, because you don't want to, I don't know, I guess you want to start afresh.
Yes,
you want
to, then, and I just don't trust that they cleaned it properly. It might look clean, but I don't know.
Well, whenever I've left a place, I've had to leave it properly. I've had to clean it properly because even when you do, you still can get in trouble. Yeah, you can still go missing out on that bond. They don't like to give it out. But yeah, I get what you mean. Sometimes they can be sitting there for a little while.
Yeah,
probably not at the moment in Townsville, but a week or so, dust might gather.
I feel it. And so I actually learned a very important lesson, and I wanted to put it out there for everyone, because moving sucks. It is the worst. But there is one thing that you need to do at the very first moment, like the first thing you got to do, that I learnt the hard way because I did not do it.
Go to the toilet when you first walk in.
No, along a similar vein. So I'm there doing the entry report, doing a bit of a clean, moving just a couple of boxes in, and then I was like, oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think I know where this is going.
I didn't take toilet paper.
Oh, no.
The first thing you should always move from one house to the next is a roll of loo paper, because I spent a couple of hours in this house and there's working toilets. They're all good to go, but there's no toilet paper. And
I got caught out. Either that, make sure you have extra socks, or take the toilet paper. It works either way.
Did you watch me through the window?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
You know how whenever you see the Wiggles, whether it's in concert, on TV, in photos, wherever they happen to be, they're doing what they call the Wiggles Wiggles.
Yeah.
They're constantly like pointing a gun but shaking their hands.
Finger gun shimmies.
Yeah, pew, 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 pew.
It gets
I thought
pumped.
It was just a bit of a fun thing.
It's been their trademark for years and years.
Yeah.
It
turns out there's actually a bit of a dark reason as to why they invented the Wiggles fingers.
Oh.
And it's kind of sad that they had to think of this, but I kind of get it at the same time. So one of the co-founders, Murray, actually revealed the reason behind the move, and it's because they didn't want their hands anywhere unseen when in photos. So when you're working with kids, which they are because they're a kids performance group, they wanted to be very careful with how when they get photos with the kids, their hands are in view, because they just didn't want to be accused of anything.
So will you ever see a photo of a Wiggle
Hugging a kid,
without the finger guns out?
It's always the finger guns. So whenever you see the Wiggles getting a photo with kids or with adults, with anyone, they've got the finger guns going.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to me completely, because they're just protecting themselves in any kind of, you know, unnecessary drama in future.
Well,
that's why they created it.
When there's photos, it does make it a contentious issue, because there was that photo a few years ago of Taylor Swift, and there was a listener.
Exactly.
And he had his hand behind her.
He was a radio DJ.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything in the photo, but you didn't know where his hands were, so you didn't know.
Yeah, and she did take him to court for sexual harassment, saying that he grabbed her bottom underneath her skirt, like he was actually under her skirt. But yeah, the photo, his hands were just not seen, and so there was actually no photographic proof that it happened.
It was proven in court that it did.
But when it comes to children, you just don't want those questions. You don't want any question mark above anyone's head when it comes to getting photos. And they knew that if they were coming up with this children's performance group, they would be having photos with kids, and they just wanted to protect themselves.
Well, given their career and ongoing career, I would never question anything the Wiggles do, because it's they've obviously designed such a setup that they're geniuses.
They're absolute geniuses. So here we are thinking they're just doing these fun finger guns, but it's kind of sad that as a society we have to think of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but at least they're creative.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.